Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We've got a couple of new friends with us this half hour, ladies and gentlemen. They're both with Iona College, an organization you know about. I've introduced you to the president, Dr. Nyer, of Iona College there in Connecticut, and all the good things they're doing there, helping people to teaching the concepts of ethics, ethical behavior at the college level. Something I know it sounds weird, but it's not done all over the place. But we got a new program there at Iona right now. There's someone donated millions of dollars to create an institute for entrepreneurship and innovation. And Glenn Horane is here right now. He's the interim director, holding things together until the new director, which is Dr. Christoph Winkler, gets his feet on the ground. And I got both of them here right now. Glenn Horane, welcome to the show.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be on, and thanks for giving us a little plug at Iona. Iona College has been around since 1940 and located in Westchester County in New Rochelle, New York. And with over 4,000 students, we're excited about embarking on a new program such as the Entrepreneurship and Innovation Institute, thanks to the generosity of the Hines family.
And thank you for correcting me on saying where Iona is. You know, when I go by Iona, when I'm riding from New York City to Connecticut to visit friends, I go by Iona College, and I can never tell exactly where the line is right there. So for some reason, I had in my head that it was in Connecticut. It's in New York, folks. So Christoph Winkler, the incoming director and endowed professor at the Hines Institute for Entrepreneurship Innovation. Christoph, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for giving us the opportunity to be with you this morning. It's really exciting to be joining Iona later this summer and to really get the Hines Institute off the ground and continue really the great work that's already been put in place. And
where have you come from, Christoph? Because I know Glenn has been with Iona for a while. Mm-hmm. Where have you come from, Christoph?
Well, I've spent the last sort of 15 years in universities and colleges across New York City, particularly at the City University of New York. Spent 14 years, building all the entrepreneurship education programs through the CUNY Institute for Virtual Enterprise, as well as at Baruch College. And then the last year is also spent at Long Island University in Brooklyn.
Right. All right. So, Glenn, you've been with Iona for a few years now. You're holding the fort down and kind of holding things together till Christoph gets his feet on the ground, which will be any minute now, I'm sure. So, so Glenn, tell us about you guys mentioned, and I mentioned the fact that you've gotten a pretty big endowment. Was it $15 million?
It was $15 million, thanks to, again, the generosity of Jim and Anne-Marie Hines.
Yeah, we need to get their names out there. And this guy's a great telecom entrepreneur and innovator, a global guy, a global thinker and player, isn't he?
Yes, very, very much so. And I think in this day and age, entrepreneurship is around the world. And to have somebody who is, part of the Iona family, who has been an entrepreneur, probably continue to be an entrepreneur,
right?
But also made his mark across the pond. It can be great inspiration to our students.
Well, and I want to congratulate he and his wife for making this significant donation. $15 million is a lot of money for a little school like Iona, isn't it, Christoph?
Absolutely. I think it's a tremendous opportunity. I mean, just having that sort of startup money ready and really building something from the ground up and really making it transformative across the different schools of the college is really sort of an exciting opportunity, and really making this transformative and very unique in its own way, I think, as a role model for many other colleges in a way.
Glenn, if there's someone out there listening right now who might be thinking, maybe you know, this is something I've got, I might have the means to do something like this. What does it take? How would that $15 million be used? Is it, would it be put in a trust and will you operate off the earnings, or how does that work?
Well, it's a great question.
I've always heard that $1 million would endow a chair, a professor's chair.
What you have to look at and what the Hines family wanted to make sure is that, you know, the $15 million wasn't just about putting a name on a building. It was about building a program that could continue through on a lifetime of Iona College. And the endowment is for the likes of Christoph, also other practitioners and residents that we would have there, whether they're an entrepreneur, an intrapreneur, or a venture capitalist. It's funding for scholarships and things like that. Mm-hmm. So the vast majority of the money will be going into the endowment.
Right.
All right.
To earn a return, to use that return to pay for the expenses.
Yes. Yes.
That's how it works, folks.
Yes. And as well, you know, we will be creating a official location, an office for the Institute in the heart of the campus. And we will also have an incubator space as part of this footprint, you know, as well. But it is one of the larger entrepreneurship gifts ever in the country for higher education.
Well, congratulations on that. And Christoph, you won't get any argument out of me when people talk about promoting entrepreneurship. The truth is, Christoph, at this very moment, entrepreneurship is lagging in America right now. Mm-hmm. We need this kind of a shot in the arm. This isn't happening too often or a moment too soon. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's timely right now. I mean, we're really sort of at a crossroads right now. On the one hand, entrepreneurship is really a buzzword. It's everywhere. On the other hand, we haven't really figured out what entrepreneurship education really is, because it's so many things to different people. So our goal is really sort of to make this a transformative program to really build life skills for students, these entrepreneurial skills and mindsets that ultimately allow students to solve the big problems of the future. I mean, this is really sort of the mandate, especially also being, you know, at a small liberal arts college and you know, having students really think through problems, identifying these issues, and giving them a fertile, you know, playground to explore this on the one hand, but also ultimately gain experiences in working with community and really getting sort of the boots on the ground in a way to really, you know, sort of march forward in their entrepreneurial adventures.
Iona.edu, guys, is that right?
Iona.edu.
All right,
yes.
So check it out, folks. We're going to come back and talk some more about this, the program itself, the Institute itself, after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us.
But no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.